Welcome, welcome. This is Grief Talk Cafe. This is where we share stories that heal and also share lessons learned through life and loss. My name is Jennifer Dom with my co-host,
Darlene Rempel.
And I am so, so excited because we have a life coach in the house. How lucky did we get? Like, really? We love this so much because we could all use a life coach. And her name is Robin, and I'm super, super excited. Welcome to our podcast today, Robin.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here too.
Very good. So we look forward to, Robin, just tell us, where did you, tell us about you. We want to know you because, you know, we like people.
That's good. I like people too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't always that way though. Yeah. Yeah. It was a rough upbringing. I had a suicidal mom and an alcoholic, rageaholic dad. And, you know, I was super shy, really reserved. It's like too afraid of living. So yeah, it was really challenging and moved around a lot, all of those different things. So, you know, I really wanted safety in my life. So I went into a job that I knew I could stay for a long time. And that went along for a long time. Got into a bad marriage. And that was challenging to get out of because that way of, you know, oh, I'm going to be out on my own again. But really what changed everything for me was getting breast cancer 24 years ago and really looking at my life and dealing with the grief and all the feelings that had been bottled up that I didn't feel safe enough to express. And that was a real, really big turning point in my life where I then learned meditation and healing and all these other systems and felt secure enough and really understood myself more so I could move out into the world and support others.
Wow. So thank you for sharing. It reminds me, your story reminds us, we talk about a backpack and how we have this empty backpack when we're born and losses keep getting put in and put in and put in until finally we come to a breaking point, right? Where we have to do something different. And that sounds like how you got started, what changed in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, I actually spent like 6 months on my sofa and just like, how did I get here? How do I want my life to be different? Like, this isn't working anymore, you know, keeping myself hidden and not being able to express who I was and feeling that I had to do everything for everyone else. I was working full time, doing the union stuff on the side, the strata council, and there was no me in there. And so learning to teach meditation, which is all about self first, was the journey I had to learn and that nurturing and caring for myself. And learning that I didn't have to be afraid of my feelings, that they're actually that North Star for us to understand what do we want in life. You know, what are the boundaries I need to learn? All of those different things. We can't just do it in our head.
No, the power of emotion, right? And when we can actually reframe that instead of being a hindrance or something we have to hide, it's actually something that can actually become a guide and actually help us, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we talk about percentage of feelings equals percentage of power, right? When we know what we feel and we're okay with just allowing them and knowing that, I think one of the couple of big surprises for me that I didn't understand, one is they don't last forever, that we kind of move through, you know, and they only last and they go through these waves. So how can I be with it in the moment? And also that place that it's not always just a pure emotion, right? Especially as women, often with the anger, there's sadness or there's tears and we've been made to feel wrong for how we express, but it's all part of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That myth, right? That we aren't, right? We're not allowed to feel, or we shouldn't be feeling bad things. And I also like just the complexity that we can feel different things at one time. So we can be angry and we can cry at the same time sometimes. But just that, and that's okay, right? That's how we were created, that we can express those emotions, right? And when we don't, that's when things are unhealthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I think that we really have to be cautious of is we have so much talk about spirituality, but there's this place of also being happy. And so we call this spiritual bypass, where it's like, oh, just do this thing and be happy. But no, that's not how it works, right? We're multi-layered. We're complex. We're simple, but complex. Mm-hmm. We're simple in that we all have the same needs. We want to be loved. We have food, shelter. Mm-hmm. We want to actualize ourselves, all those things. But how we're put together in our experiences are complex and interact with all those things. So how can we actually work with them and those layers? Because there's layers and layers, and we're never fully cooked, right? In some way, mm-hmm. is that this is who we are as humans and mm-hmm. as spiritual beings. And until we accept that, you know, we're just going to bypass what's truly going on. And then can we really be ourselves and authentic and have those feelings where mm-hmm. all we're doing is stuffing them down or expressing mm-hmm. them in ways that are unhealthy, right? We see it with road rage. We see it with all these different ways where people haven't been able to express anger or grief. I mean, those are two big ones in our society. Mm-hmm. So it comes out in some way, and it can sabotage us in our relationships, mm-hmm. in our jobs, and in many way different ways.
It's that emotional energy, right? If we don't let it out in a healthy way, it's going to come out in other ways, right? We have this emotional energy we have to get out.
Yeah, and the anger comes in different ways, and we kind of forget there's, I like the rainbow analogy, right? We have that solid color, but we have all those variations as it goes mm-hmm. into the next. So anger is many different ways. It's resentment. It's all these different things, this accumulation. And so if I don't recognize that resentment mm-hmm. and then I start to act it out towards others or myself, then that starts to snowball and gets more and more to that point of rage where, you know, I haven't been able to deal with the little things, but they build up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so great. Yeah.
Seriously, Robin, I can't even keep up writing down. Like, I love the analogy about the rainbow. It's so true because we see it all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. So, Robin, what are some of them? How did you cope? Where did you get help? How did you deal with it to where you are today? Could you help us with sure. that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happened when I had the diagnosis, I sat on my couch and started to, even before the diagnosis, there was a part of me, the spirit part of me started to listen to it more. And what I say now is, you know, spirit is talking to us all the time. And the last place we listen is we're hit on our physical body. And so I kept hearing messages, and it would be like something big in your life is going to change. And then something would happen. It's like, no, that's not it. And then the next thing until the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And I was going to the cancer agency for my treatment, and they had these wonderful programs. There was like a relaxation group, which I needed a lot because I was really type A doing everything. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how to relax. Yeah. And there was also a teacher, a musician, like a music therapist, and they did a meditations thing for us. And in that time it was cassettes. This is a while ago now. So I remember laying on the table where she was working with me with the meditation, all this beautiful green healing energy just came in, and I just felt it. So I was really open, and I'd done a retreat where I'd really opened up in that place between finishing treatment and then coming back into the world and trying to figure out how I was going to integrate this into my life. And I read this book, Dancing in Limbo, that talked about that stage, which was really helpful. And then I thought, I can't get back into the workplace. All these people are so stressed out. I worked in a huge office where we dealt with people who were injured on the job. So a lot of emotional turmoil, a lot of, you know, having to get things done at a certain time. And I met someone at a wine, cheese, and tarot card reading party. And she said, I took this class where you get energy shields. And so I was in class the next week. And so the first shield, I felt better. And so I've been teaching this course of meditation and energy healing to adults and children for about 20 years now. So it saved my life, being able to understand what's my feeling and what someone else's and not taking it on was really that first step. And then those other tools of being able to understand those patterns and bringing those unconscious things into my awareness so I could deal with them. And that started to give me the confidence to retire early, which I could, and then go out on my own. And that's when I learned the motivational map to understand what gives me the energy and really helped me as an entrepreneur figure out, you know, that shiny object syndrome and different ways of combining and looking at the relationship, the achievement, and the growth motivators and how that worked for me. And it's partly based on the Enneagram. So I've done a really deep dive over the past 5 years and just finished my teacher certification to go deeper into that temperament that we come into the world with, and then that kind of focus of how we view the world and how to get us outside of that personality box back into who we are and our authentic self. And I really love the human part that comes with the Enneagram because it's a psycho-spiritual tool for our growth and transformation. So help me to work with some of those human things like shame and things that are part of our humanity that we want to dismiss or we're uncomfortable with. Yeah. Along with that spiritual part for my other spiritual work. So I really love the combination.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. I would love to hear more about this because sometimes we feel stuck or we don't have the resources, and we all know we are all unique in how we grieve and how we deal with the loss. And the more we can learn, the more healing we'll get. Right. And that's so good.
Yeah. Grief is one of those things that's so difficult for us and hard to understand. And, you know, it's encouraging though, that people are talking about it more. So I really am grateful for what you're doing. And you probably know this book, but one that we talked about and read in our Enneagram training was The Wild Edge of Sorrow. And I love that book. It's just, I can only read bits of it and then I have to sit with it. It's so rich.
We'll have to get that.
Yeah. And he was the person that I can't remember he or she, anyway, they, they started Commonweal in the US, which was the basis of the Kalanish Society, which is the retreat I went to after finishing treatment. So I thought that was kind of full circle how that yes. came back.
Awesome. Yeah. So again, we're about lessons learned through life and loss. So we usually end off with what's one lesson that you'd like to share with others about life and loss?
That it's part of life, that we will get through it, you know, that building capacity is what happens. And without, in the Enneagram, we have one of the types that really has that capacity to go deep with the feelings and really, you know, nothing's taboo. We can talk about anything. And they help us to see that we can be with sadness and sorrow, and without having those feelings, we can't have compassion. They're the precursor to compassion. So believe in that gift of your feelings to bring the compassion to yourself and to others. And that's how we can connect.
Yeah, I love that. I love that gift of that emotions are a gift and that we can embrace them. Yeah, that's
so good. So good. Robin, if someone, because I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more from you, how can we support you? How can we reach you? And you have a website. Like, this is exciting, all the work you're doing.
Thank you. alifeofchoice.ca. I'm in Canada, so CA. And I'm on Facebook just under my name on my personal page. And yeah, I have YouTube. It needs some updating, but I'm there.
Awesome. You're there. We start from somewhere. Thank you so much, Robin. And would love to hear more. And we'll email you. We'll share your information. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us and be with us today and to share your wisdom with us. Truly honored.
Thank you.
Okay.